Hi, everyone. I'm Alan Wenzel, FreePod host, welcoming you to this extended FreePod interview. On Saturday, April 26th, Freeport's Lincoln Douglas Society will be conducting a fundraiser through a very special event, a Polka Fest. And joining me today to talk about this exciting inaugural Freeport event is Tim Connors, Vice President of the Lincoln Douglas Society Board, FreePod host, and one half of the Tim Beck 2 podcast interviewers. I got it right.
You got it right.
Well, welcome, Tim, and thanks for your time today.
Well, thank you, Alan. This FreePod thing is neat. I've never heard of this. I love this. This is great.
If you have a couple hours someday, I'll tell you all about it.
I bet you will.
Right. Well, Tim, lots of questions here about this Polka Fest. First of all, tell me a little bit about what is this Polka Fest, and then tell me about how we can be a part of it.
Sure. Well, Polka Fest, one day I just sat there and I said, we need to do something in this town that really has never been done before. And I said, you know, this town has never had a Polka Fest before. And a few of my friends said, oh, do I have the polka band for you? And I said, really? And I came in contact and everything just came into play. Masonic Temple was open. I really wanted there to be a good big fundraiser for the Lincoln Douglas Society in order to help with our landscaping and help with trash pickup and just to keep Lincoln Douglas Society moving forward with Bates Square. And all of a sudden it just came about. And I said, there's only one day I want to do it. I want to do it on April 26th because that's National Pretzel Day. Then Freeport Partnership said, well, we're doing pretzel fest up until about 2:30. And I'm like, great. Then we'll do Polka Fest from 3:30 to 6 at the Masonic Temple. Everything has just fit in with it. And it's so exciting. So many people are helping with this. I'm just really excited.
So when I show up at the Masonic Temple on the 26th, at what time? 3?
Okay. The doors will open around 3:30.
3:30. Okay. 3:30. So I show up. What am I going to see? What am I going to experience at Polka Fest?
Well, when you walk in, if you're coming as a single, it's $10 for a ticket. If you're coming as a couple, it's only $15. Incredibly cheap, inexpensive. And what you're going to see is you're going to walk in. And I don't know if you know this, Alan, but the Rail Splitters Polka is a polka about Lincoln. And then there is a Douglas Polka that is about Stephen Douglas. And Josh Elliott of Elliott Graphics is going to have these large color posters.
Oh, wow.
of the covers of these polkas. And
wow,
you're going to see that. You're also going to see the sponsors. You're going to see a list of sponsors that we'll talk about in just a little bit. Then you're going to walk in and you're going to look to your left and you're going to see about 10 or 12 gift baskets that very generous people are donating for us to help the cause for Lincoln Douglas Society.
Like a silent auction.
Right, silent auction. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the traveling chefs. They're going to be in the back and they are going to have a German menu for all of us to purchase what you want to, dealing with pretzels and sausages and all kinds of stuff. I'm very excited. Gavin Brown, Denise
Wiener Schnitzels.
Brown. Wiener Schnitzel. Watch your mouth, young man. Yes, Wiener Schnitzels and the whole nine yards. It's that. And then there will be drink there, whatever drink you want. And Lena Brewing Company will be down there for that. Then there will be a bunch of tables. Some will be reserved because of our sponsors. And then you will see in front of you the Zweifel brothers and a group of four guys, and they are just sitting there and they are going to be ready to go and perform German music for us for 2 hours. Some polkas, a lot of polkas, some not. And Alan, you're also going to see me in Lederhosen.
Oh, that's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, everybody, you're going to see Connors in Lederhosen and Becky Connors in a dirndl.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that's illegal in some states. Becky Connors in a dirndl. So it's great.
So people can go and they can participate in polka. They can do polkas.
Right. But if they sit there and they go, I don't dance. Why would
I dance? My joints are too old.
Are you kidding me? Come down. There's going to be one of the best Wisconsin bands. One of the best Wisconsin bands. One of the best bands in the country, the Zweifel Brothers. You ask people. John Hartman has performed with them.
Oh, wow.
The Namios dance with them all the time. And by all means, come down and enjoy it. And it's not that expensive. And it's just an opportunity. You know, if you're like, oh, I don't want to be around the traffic for pretzel day or whatever like that, you got 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's
just
2 hours.
And sit and enjoy.
Just go and enjoy, and you might
show.
Right, and you might see a gift basket that you're interested in bidding on, and you might do that. It's a silent auction. I'll be there to chat with people and whatever. And it's the Lincoln Douglas Society is really excited about this, and I'm glad that Nicole Bauer and the gang have really just said, "Here, Tim."
Mm-hmm. Take it and run with it.
Yes. And I've ran with it. And you've done a
great job, Tim, of lining up all the bands, all the sponsors. I'd like to know who those are in a second.
Sure.
And all of the food. And so it's going to be a day where you can just go sit, enjoy yourself, talk to people you know. If you want to get up and do a little polka, you can do that.
Right.
If you don't want to, you can sit and just enjoy the afternoon.
And the neat thing about it is Becky Connors, who we all know and love, Becky Connors said to me, she goes, "So you're getting everything set up with this, right?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm getting everything set up with it. It's great." And she goes, "Good, because I hope that we're going to dance." And I'm like, "That's why I bought my lederhosen. Of course we're going to polka. I'm going to be polking.
Are pictures allowed?"
I have to look over every picture you take, Wenzel.
And approve it before it's released?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about the sponsors, Tim. Who have you got supporting the effort and providing some of the in-kind kinds of things are important for this?
Josh Elliott of Elliott Graphics and Zealous Art Studio is just fabulous. We're going to have a really cool t-shirt that we're going to sell.
Great.
That's going to be the colors of, it's just, I'm so excited about that. So you're going to want to buy one of those. And then he's made the posters and he's helping us with signs and all the in-kind donations, whatever. Other support, financial support. We have State Bank. We have Green State Credit Union. We have Bacher and we have FHN. And those four are helping us. Other individuals that are just helping us immensely are the Namio family. There's chance that there's going to be about 100 to 125 Wisconsin people coming.
Oh, really?
The Zweifel brothers have such a following.
They have like a group that just follows them around.
They have a group that comes around. And I'm not the only one. Get your camera ready, Wenzel. Alan. Basically, because there's going to be people in lederhosen and dirndls, and they're going to be dancing.
It'll be a spectacle.
Well, it is going to be a spectacle, and it's downstairs in the Masonic Temple. I mean, how wonderful, old-time Freeport. Yeah. You know, I'm kind of a bridge to all of this kind of stuff, and I wanted to bring something in to this area that had a little bit of tradition to it, but also a little bit of newness also.
Well, the German tradition is great because it's clearly here, but you don't have to be German to attend the Polka Fest. Just show up and enjoy the food and the
festivities. My name is Connors.
Well, I'm Wenzel.
It's Wenzel. Well, Wenzel. There we go.
And so, I think it's a great activity to bring to Freeport. And I hope maybe this would be the first of maybe more of these, you think, Tim? Or we'll see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes. It seems like when something really hits
work.
Right. When something really hits hard in a positive way in Freeport, everybody's like, "Well, let's do it every year. Let's see. Let's see how it goes. We know that next year it will not be on National Pretzel Day because National Pretzel Day is Saturday.
Sure.
I'm not saying we won't do it again, but you know, if it's a possibility that it might be the only one we do, or we do it every other year,
let's
every
make
3 years,
a good one.
Let's make it a big one.
Yeah.
Let's have it a big party and see how it goes.
Yeah. And maybe it's the kind of thing you do every 2 or 3 years or something.
Right. And I'm not opposed to doing it. I just want people to enjoy it. And I know my 82-year-old mom is coming.
Oh, wonderful.
She's going to come and she's going to sit and watch and listen. Yeah. So I'm just excited. I hope everybody comes out.
Tell us how we get tickets for this, Tim. Can we buy them at the door? Can we buy them in advance?
You can buy them at the door. You can also buy them in advance. We are in the brand new, Alan and I are right here in the brand new Domama area that's going to open up on April 5th. And the reason I'm saying that is because tickets are available at 9 East.
Oh, great.
You can come down. And again, it's $10 for a single. It's $15 for a couple. And you can also buy them at the door. You can get them at the door, same way, 10 and 15. If you want to, and you want to have them on your phone, you can go to
eventbrite.com.
eventbrite.com. You click on that. You click on Polka Fest. It'll come up. I bought just to check it out to make sure it was working and it was good.
Yeah.
I've purchased some tickets to give to people. And they worked out smoothly and you can have them on your phone and whatever. So there's really, if you want to get them early, get them early. Come down to 9 East. Alexa and Brian have been so loving to come to do that. You can go online to Eventbrite, or if you're like, will there be enough tickets? There will be enough tickets. I promise you. We will not turn anybody away. Come on down.
Masonic, the lower level of Masonic holds a lot of people, and it'll be a fun day, Tim. The excitement that you are displaying, I know will carry over to everyone who's going to participate in this or attend. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
It's going to be a fun afternoon, and I really do. I hope people all have their cameras. Siri, you were joking, but have your cameras. Take pictures of it. Promote it after it's done. Just to let everybody and their brother understand how much fun Freeport can be. And this is National Pretzel Day. So if you have pictures of it, put them online.
Oh, sure.
Hashtag National Pretzel Day. Hashtag Polka Fest. Put those babies on there. See if we can go viral on this.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat?
Oh, it would be so neat to do that.
Yeah.
Freepod, Marilyn Smith of Freepod has been so wonderful. She's going to give a couple gift baskets. How about this? Baumgartner's has endorsed us.
Yeah.
Baumgartner's of Monroe has endorsed us.
Wow.
Is going to be giving us some things.
Wow,
they're
that's
not,
great.
They're not doing the food for it. That's
right.
Gavin and Denise Brown. They're right. Fabulous with traveling chefs. But Baumgartner's has embraced us, has endorsed us.
Wonderful.
And they're bringing a group from Monroe to come down to dance.
Isn't it nice to be able to reach across that cheddar curtain and to participate with our Wisconsin friends and bring them?
I love our Wisconsin friends.
I know you do.
Yes.
I know you do.
I am one. Yes. So it's good stuff. So yeah, I mean, the Lincoln Douglas Society benefits from it. And we are, thanks to Mindy Borgman, our treasurer, who has been side by side with me on this and helping me. And of course, our president, Nicole Bauer.
It's a great cause that you're supporting, the Lincoln Douglas. Full disclosure, I'm a member of the board and we're very excited about this event and couldn't be happier, Tim, that you put this together for us. And it's going to be a fun day for Freeport. So make sure you get down there on the 26th, 3:30 in the afternoon, doors open, tickets at 9 East. You can go online. If any final words here, Tim?
Well, if you're saying, wow, I'd like to do more. Well, you should, because at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're trying to get the world's largest human pretzel. That's going to happen at 9 o'clock down at the Art Square. There's going to be things to do all day for Pretzel Fest. And then after we're done at 6, at 7 o'clock, Mike Martin is going to have Rock City Winnie, which is our three bands that will be down at the Winneshiek Playhouse. And one of them is Dead Freddy. And Dead Freddy is from Chicago. And they are a punk rock polka band.
Oh my gosh.
And that's only $10 to get in also.
Wow.
So it's one of these things you could really, I mean, not counting food and stuff like that, you could go to events all day for $20.
So folks, not only is Polka Fest going to be one of the activities you'll want to attend, there are things before and after throughout the day that would just be a great time for you to come to downtown Freeport and enjoy the activity.
I can't believe I spoke that long. I don't talk that much, do I?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
And we both have lunch waiting for us.
We do.
So I tell you what, Tim, let's close this out by thanking you so much for not only the interview, but for putting together this Polka Fest and being such an important part of the Pretzel Fest activities, National Pretzel Day on Saturday. I want to remind all of you to tune into our regular news podcast every Thursday at noon on all major podcast platforms, or you can go to our websites at Freepod or WNIJ Public Radio DeKalb. In-depth interviews drop every Tuesday at noon in the same locations. Tim, thanks for bringing Polka Fest to Freeport, and always thanks to the Mass Communications Department at Highland for producing these podcasts for Freeport. Have a good afternoon, everyone, and enjoy Polka Fest.